Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. If you're ready to transform your love life and attract a partner, I want to invite you to join the Captivating Courtship Code. You're going to break relationship patterns, which is the actual work, and then you'll attract compatible, commitment-ready men using my proven blueprint. And there's no risk. You transform your love life, or I'll coach you for free until you do. Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching, and I can't wait to meet you. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And today and for the next few weeks, we are going to be doing a series on trust, on healing your trust muscle, understanding if trust is your love block, how to reignite your intuition and get out of that scarcity mindset so that you are stepping into a mindset that attracts love and abundance, and so that you're confident about the choices and the decisions that you're making during the dating and courtship process. Now, this is really important, so make sure that you're tuned in. And if you know any other women that may benefit from this series, make sure that you share this podcast with them. And I'm also going to be sharing with you at the end of this episode something very special. I'm going to have a special announcement at the end of this episode, so make sure that you listen to the full episode, that you're all the way tuned in. So I wanted to do a series specifically on trust, because not only is trust the first thing that we address in the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program, but it's really because it's so important to lay a new foundation when it comes to your love life, to understand that trust is not something that happens or builds overnight, because it's not something that was broken overnight. And when we're talking about trust at this point in the process, we're not even talking about you trusting men or you trusting another person. It's more so and truly focused on you trusting yourself. Do you trust yourself? Do you believe that you can have the type of relationship that you want? Do you believe that there's even a partner available for you? Do you believe that you're even desirable or worthy of the relationship that you want? Do you believe that commitment is available to you? And how are you attracting partners? Are you attracting partners from fear and from scarcity? Are you courting from a place of fear and scarcity? Or are you courting and attracting from a place of abundance? And let me say this, because it's not a one-stop shop, it's not a quick fix solution, it's not an overnight success story, even when you're in coaching, you have to constantly readdress your trust issues. You have to constantly go back to module one, constantly go back to doing the inner work, constantly revisit what it is that you want, what are the beliefs that are coming up. Because even when you are courting someone, or even when you're engaged, or even when you're newly married, until you get into a place of feeling secure, which security is primarily the responsibility of you, and we'll talk about that another time, but you learning to secure yourself is going to have a lot to do with you building this trust muscle and doing the inner work, because you're always going to experience triggers throughout the time of courting or dating or in a relationship or while you're married, right? You're constantly going to have these triggers come up, but how you handle your triggers, how you choose to connect, how you choose to communicate, how you choose to think about what you're experiencing is extremely powerful and makes the difference in you having a successful relationship and you not having the relationship that you want at all. So much of it has to do with how you think, because it all starts with your thoughts. Your thoughts then trigger emotions within you and those feelings, and then that manifests in your actions. So if you're thinking from a place of distrust, of scarcity, of lack, of abandonment, of fear, of control, of urgency, if you're thinking from this place, it's going to trigger all these emotional reactions within you. And then you're going to go ahead and react and communicate and connect and put off an energy with men when you're either courting or in a relationship with them that says, I don't trust you. This doesn't feel good. I'm operating from a place of fear and control. And then that's going to repel or break down the experience that you're having. So this trust muscle is something that constantly has to be addressed, constantly has to be worked on. And we give you the tools to do this in the Captivating Course Your Code coaching program. And there are several ways to do this. One, the exercises and the information and module, but also some of the checklists that we provide for you are directly to support your trust in your intuition. Because as you are building this muscle back up, because you've gone through some experiences that have caused you to not trust yourself, and then you project that onto, I don't trust men, or these men won't commit, or it's not going to happen, or there's no good men of it, all those things, right? When you're in that space of distrust, which means you don't trust the process, you don't trust that your higher power even has something available to you, right? So you're in the space of distrust. And so you attract from that energy. So the tools that are provided for you are for you to refer back to the curriculum, refer back to your checklist, refer back to the information that you have so that you can support and aid your intuition to allow you to feel safe. You can affirm and remind yourself that you are safe. So when I first started in the relationship industry, for those of you who don't know, I started off by owning a matchmaking service. And I'm emphasizing, I used to own a matchmaking service. And I have to say that because I still get emails and requests and DMs like, are you doing matchmaking? Is this matchmaking? I do not do matchmaking, okay? I have no interest in doing matchmaking. You know, my solution to the relationship challenges that so many women face was creating the Captivating Courtship Code, which is the coaching program. But I do not do matchmaking anymore. And here's why. When I first started out in the matchmaking industry, I was really naive to the fact that I just simply thought that the major issue and the main problem was singles just needed to know where each other are. They just need more access to one another. It's more of a social issue, right? Like you just needed to have more social events or socialize more. And I thought that that was the main issue. I thought that was the number one issue. And that where to meet a partner or where to find someone was the problem that I needed to solve. So I thought that matchmaking was the solution. That was the number one solution. That is a solution, but that's more of step three. Okay. So I thought that just introducing singles to one another would be a quick fix solution. And all I had to do was introduce you to one another, and that everyone would just like meet their perfect match. You know, he's attracted to her, she's attracted to him. They have shared values, they have shared common interests. This is easily a good fit. And they're just going to meet and they're going to want to be with each other. And then it's going to be happily ever after. And then the end. That's it. Nothing more on my end. But I was extremely wrong. I was extremely wrong about it because it just wasn't that simple for the vast majority of singles. It just wasn't that simple. And some of this has to do with psychology and childhood trauma and neuroscience, where, you know, the security that you had as a child in your early years of development either gave you a secure, anxious, or an avoidant attachment. So much of what you attract and how you show up and how you engage with the opposite sex has to do with your attachment style. So those who came from a more secure background And this has nothing to do with growing up in a two-parent household. It has nothing to do with whether you come from a single-parent household or not, even though that does play a role. But even many of my clients who come from two-parent households have a very insecure attachment style. So it has nothing to do with that. But if you understand that based upon how you attach, how you attract, how you think about relationships, that has a direct impact on what you experience. And learning to turn this around and helping couples and singles, specifically women, to turn this around, really became evident that this was going to be a deal breaker for many when it comes to attracting a partner. So over the first few years of me owning the matchmaking service, what I would witness time and time again would be high levels of anxiety that so many men and women would experience when it came to relationships. They would have difficulty with making tough decisions, right? Whether that's decisions about their love life, it could even, when I was matchmaking, it could be just a decision to commit to matchmaking, a decision to put in an application, or a decision to move forward. You know, just making decisions around our love life was very, very scary. It felt very heavy. It felt like a lot of fear, right, was driving those decisions. They would lack boundaries, have a hard time asserting their wants or their needs, or a hard time speaking up for themselves and advocating for themselves in their love lives because they were really afraid of abandonment, or if they didn't settle, that they were going to miss out on an opportunity. So this FOMO around men and relationships will come up very often. And then they will also do things like self-sabotaging their happiness in their relationships by creating hardship and difficulty when it came to moving forward in a commitment. They would put all these blocks and barriers in the way in order to make it difficult to commit, or they would become super red flag focused that they were always looking for reasons to run the other way. So I would notice this with so many people when it would come to the matchmaking process. And although I was able to successfully help many meet matches or get engaged or get married, I truly believe that I could have helped even more during my time of matchmaking if I would have implemented the 6 simple steps that are now the Captivating Courtship Code. So that's how I was able to piece together the blocks of my successful clients from the ones who struggled. What were the things that they needed to do on a psychological basis, on an inner work basis, and on an action-oriented basis? How did they need to start thinking about relationships and courtship? How did they need to start showing up? What were the decisions that they needed to make so that I can make a very clear blueprint and simple step solution to give them tools that allowed to support their trust and their intuition as they were in a healing process? Most just don't know how to think about dating and courtship, partnerships, or relationships. You just weren't taught how to think about it. So over the years, as I said, I would see men and women, but I'm going to stay on women for right now, constantly attract partners from what I call love survival mode, okay? Or we call it in the Captivating Courtship Code as wounded princess energy. And all of this is rooted in a place of scarcity, in a place of fear, in a place of control, in a fear of loss, in a place of lack. It's all about survival. And that's really just like when you talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's the bare basics is at the very, very bottom. So you haven't ascended to where you need to be in your love life. And that gap between where you are and where you need to be is the work that you need to do. And you either going to climb that very slowly or not at all, or you can accelerate that process. But that is where there's the gap in this process. So I'm going to share with you some signs on if you are in love survival mode, if you are attracting from a place of scarcity and you need to ignite your trust muscles. So here are some signs of this, okay? If you're ready to transform your love life and attract a partner, I want to invite you to join the Captivating Courtship Code. You're going to break relationship patterns, which is the actual work, and then you'll attract compatible, commitment-ready men using my proven blueprint. and there's no risk. You transform your love life or I'll coach you for free until you do. Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching and I can't wait to meet you. So the first is you lack belief in the relationship you desire and that you can actually have it. So if you're in a place of disbelief, you're always saying negative things or telling yourself negative messages around men and relationships, or your friends are always in a place of negativity of love and relationships, then you have a strong disbelief that it's even possible for you. So if you have a strong disbelief that the relationship that you want is possible, or that you're desirable, or that someone would want to commit to you, or that you're the type of woman that a man would want to marry, then it's really difficult for you to ever attract it. Because on a deeper level, you don't even believe that it's possible. So if you're in a place of disbelief when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to your love life, and what you want, then you're definitely operating from a place of scarcity. You don't believe it's possible. You believe that it's scarce. You believe that your options are limited. Your time is limited. Everything is scarce. Here's the next sign. You're overly emotionally reactive, and then that causes conflict or a breakdown of communication. So you could either be avoidant when it comes to communication, or you could be combative and anxious when it comes to communication. But if you're letting your emotions drive the show and you're not able to slow down and properly communicate how you feel or create the experience that you want due to your emotional reactions, which are a trigger of how you're thinking about relationships, or you're thinking about men, or you thinking from a scarcity mindset, you're thinking from a place of fear and control, then that's going to cause a breakdown in the relationship communication. Now, if you're also always in a place of blame, where you're always blaming that the man can't communicate, or that that he's not hearing you, or you find yourself having a lot of tension and conflict, then you're definitely operating from a place of scarcity. If you find yourself very stressed and exhausted with dating and courtship and it's no longer enjoyable, it's because you're operating from a place of scarcity. So when you are in a place of scarcity and fear and that wounded princess energy, you're constantly stressed, you're constantly worried, you're constantly overthinking, which doesn't allow you to be connected. It doesn't allow you to be open. It doesn't allow you to be in your feminine energy. It doesn't allow you to hold space for others because you're weighed down. So your courtship experience needs to become light and it needs to feel easier. You need to be thinking about what it is that you're experiencing and where you are in that process so that you're not weighing yourself down and feeling dragged down and feeling like it's so heavy, it's so hard. You find yourself always thinking about how difficult it is, how hard it's going to be, how stressful it's going to be. Then you're doing too much of the heavy lifting. And it also tells me that you're not celebrating yourself enough. So I notice this sometimes with women in the Captivating Courtship Coaching Program, is that they get so focused on their end goal. They get so focused on where they want to be or getting married or having that partner. They get so focused on solidifying things so they no longer have to go through it. And if you're in that space of, I just want to hurry up and get it over with so I don't have to be single anymore. I just want to hurry up and get it. Like if you're in that rushed energy, you're not in a connected energy. So I'll tell them and I'll coach them, get back on your throne. But this is also why in a coaching program, we provide you with the different milestones. This is also important because if you're not paying attention and you're not conscious of your relationship milestones and celebrating where you were versus what that next milestone is or what milestones you've already moved past, then you're always going to be thinking from a place of fear, a place of anxiety, a place of loss, a place of lack, because you're not even celebrating how far you've come. So the next sign that you're in scarcity mindset and love survival mode and that wounded princess energy is if you're feeling high levels of urgency, so you try to control the process. So because you are feeling like it needs to happen right now, time is running out, you're feeling very stressed, you're feeling very anxious, then you try to control the process. You have this belief that if you can just make the man commit faster, if you just get him to do it sooner, it needs to happen right now. And if it doesn't happen right now, you're going to miss out on an opportunity. If you're showing up with that level of urgency, that's not an attractive energy that creates ease, that makes the experience feel good, that allows you to build connection. So understanding where you are in the courtship process, how to navigate it, and what to focus on, and being able to receive that is very, very important. Yes, I do want you to value your time, but what you do with that time is extremely important. So just last week on our coaching call, one of the things that I shared, and I've been talking about this over the last couple of weeks in coaching, and I'm just going to keep honing in on this, is helping them to understand the commitment process on what the other person is experiencing, what your partner, what the men are experiencing in the courtship process, based upon the milestones, based upon where you are in a courtship, even if you're engaged, even if you're in the relationship, what it is that other person is experiencing before they fully, fully commit. So if you do not understand where you actually are in that courtship process, you may apply pressure, you may withdraw, you may try to rush a process, not understanding what you need to actually be focused on. There are times where you just need to be just nurturing the relationship and that's it. You don't need to be focused on that next thing. There are times where you need to understand how to have commitment conversations, where to start having these conversations so that it feels good and it feels natural and it doesn't feel like pressure or stress. You have to understand how to navigate it when you're first meeting someone, why it's so important for you to understand how to navigate either initiation or the plans or what to say yes to. All of this is part of the commitment process. And if you don't know how to allow yourself to be pursued, or you're trying to control the process, or you're acting from this place of urgency, then you will rush, which will make someone else feel uncomfortable. And what allows a man to commit is that comfort and that ease, because he has to also be able to trust you and to feel safe in the process. So this is why we talk about not trying to get him to commit. Your job isn't trying to get him to commit, but to create the type of relationship that inspires him to commit and to move forward. So another sign that you are operating from a place of scarcity and wounded princess energy is that you experience a lot of hot, cold, start, stop relationship. So you're always afraid of being abandoned. You find yourself being heavily pursued and then the man withdraws. Or the man's super, super interested and then he starts to go cold. There are legit reasons why this happens, and I don't want you to put all the focus on the man. So often women put focus on, well, he just lost interest, or we should have done things this way, which is just a sign of trying to control the process. Well, he just wasn't that serious. Well, he just wasn't that interested. Well, it must be another woman. And although some of those things are possible, what I found to be more probable when it comes to courtship and dating is that there's usually a breakdown of connection or communication where the process was rushed and you started showing up anxious, or you started pushing, or you started pursuing, where you didn't allow the relationship to continue to be nurtured and unfolded, which then made him withdraw and pull away. 9 times out of 10, it's something that you must shift in how you are navigating the courtship process, how you are connecting, and how you are communicating that is causing men to constantly go cold. So I have 3 more signs for you, okay? So the next sign is, You don't allow yourself to be supported in your love life, so you make the same mistakes over and over again. Now, this could be you being in a place of isolation, being in a place of shame and guilt, being a place where you don't allow yourself to be fully seen, not asking for help, not letting others know the full story because maybe you're ashamed of some things that you're experiencing or how you're showing up or the type of men that you are engaging with or how you're navigating the process. So you don't allow yourself to be supported. Maybe you've been single for some time and you feel shame and embarrassment around that. So you don't take the necessary steps that you need to take to put yourself out there because you're afraid of being seen as desperate or of being judged or, you know, asking for some type of support or some type of help because you're worried about what other people will think. So all of this means that you aren't allowing yourself to be supported. I could have a woman could be super, super interested in coaching, be on ready to do it. They've gone through the application process. They've gone through the call. They've done everything. But they start telling themselves stories about why it can't work or why they should do it on their own or why they should just give it more time, right? And all of this is because it's a discomfort with allowing yourself to be seen and allowing yourself to be supported because somewhere in there, you see it as a deficiency. Like, well, if I need help, what does that say about me? Well, if I invest in coaching, what does that say about me? I must be desperate, or I must be broken, or I must be damaged, instead of realizing that the most successful people that you have ever seen in life have coaches and mentors. That LeBron James would not be who he is without a coach. That, you know, Tony Robbins and all these other like big people, right? Oprah and everyone else, they have mentors, they have coaches. They are supported. If you understand that when it comes to relationships, that you are designed to be supported in that, it's supposed to take a village. You're supposed to have a village behind you. You're supposed to have support systems around you in order to make sure that you are safe, that you are uplifted, and that you are guided. That has always been how things have been with relationships, with marriage. It's always been about the village. But because of the society that we're in a very individualistic society that we often think that we're supposed to do everything by ourselves, not realizing that you doing everything by yourself is what has caused the scarcity. So being in a place of abundance is allowing. It's the energy of allowing, of openness. And no longer being in a place of feeling closed off and restricted. So two more things that you may be doing. The next, and this is a big one. This is a very, very big one, which is why I shared it as one of the last, is that you are more focused on avoiding being hurt instead of creating love. You're more focused on avoiding being hurt, then you are focused on creating love. And there's an and. If the relationship or the courtship or the experience doesn't work out, that you'll be a disaster or you'll be heartbroken or you'll be shattered or that you'll never try ever again. Oh, if this doesn't work out, I'm just going to be single for the rest of my life. If this relationship doesn't work out, I'm just going to sit on the sidelines for another year or two. I don't have it in me to try again. I don't have it in me to meet another person. This is the only man that could ever possibly make me happy. I need to hurry up and rush the process or speed the process or control the process so that I don't get hurt. He needs to commit now so that I don't get hurt. Heartbreak is a choice. Let me just say that. And I'm not saying this in an insensitive way because everyone's going to experience heartbreak. Let me say this. It's inevitable. Heartbreak is inevitable, right? And what I mean by that is you're going to have to go through some ups and downs. It's just part of the process. There's no perfect like path to anything in life. You're going to have to go through some ups and downs, but how you ride those waves is up to you. And that's where the choice comes in. how you choose to view it, how you choose to navigate it, how you choose to think about it, how you choose to feel about it is 100% up to you. And you can heartbreak proof your love life by using the tools that are provided for you to make better decisions. But if you're afraid to, and that's another thing in scarcity mindset, sometimes women in a coaching program, they'll be afraid to use their tools. They'll be afraid to lean on their commitment ready checklist and actually evaluate it for what it is. Don't manipulate it to make you feel better. Don't manipulate it to make you stay in a relationship. But actually use the tools provided for. Use your partner alignment list. Use your value alignment list. Use your courtship milestones. Be willing to make the tough decisions. When you do those things and you get better at doing those things, and you keep practicing doing those things, then you're able to make decisions for your love life proactively instead of reactively. And a lot of the reason why you're experiencing heartbreak, yes, you can experience disappointment. Yes, every situation won't work out, but it doesn't have to be heartbreak. It doesn't have to keep you single for another 7 to 10 years. It doesn't have to keep you on the sidelines for another 6 months to a year before you get out there and meet new men. That right there is a choice. And it's about how you're choosing to navigate it, how you're choosing to think about it. Now, the last thing that you're going to be experiencing if you're in a scarcity mindset and at Wounded Princess Energy is that you settle for being treated good enough and that you don't feel proud of your relationship experiences or how your relationship is. Good is good enough. You're just getting just enough love, just enough support, just enough attention. That's not saying not to be practical. And that's why you have the tools in the program to help you to understand what to actually pay attention to, what to actually look for, what actually matters to you. But if you find yourself just being treated just good enough and it doesn't feel good, you're not proud of your relationship and you're not proud of your experiences and you're not proud of how you're being treated, that is a sign that you are attracting from a place of scarcity or that your relationship that you're in is operating from scarcity. So I want you to understand that all of this is very common when you've gone through heartbreak or disappointment or any type of trauma, no matter how big or small that trauma is. That trauma could be someone telling you that you're not attractive and you locked in on that for the rest of your life. Trauma could also be divorce or rape or molestation or anything else that has had a major impact on you. Seeing your parents go through divorce, and that was could have been very traumatic. Maybe seeing your parents go through a bad relationship or your sister or your friends. Or it could be you being ghosted or you having your heart worked up to be with a man and then he changes his mind. All of that is a form of relationship trauma. And when you go through that or you witness that, it can be really hard for you to trust yourself to make good decisions and to be able to have the relationship that you want, let alone for you to be able to trust anyone else. But it doesn't have to stay that way. You can make a different decision. You can navigate this differently. That's exactly what we do in the Captivating Courtship Code. That's exactly all the tools and all the information I have poured from my years of matchmaking, from my years of relationship coaching, from all the data collected, from me helping women successfully to meet partners or to get married or to get engaged. Getting out of love survival mode and stepping into love abundance is something that's going to be required in order for you to trust yourself and to create the type of relationship that you desire. So as I said, I'm going to be talking more about trust and the importance of healing this muscle over the next few weeks. And my special announcement is I'm going to be hosting a free live training on igniting intuition and attracting better relationships in the upcoming weeks. I'm not going to announce the exact date yet, and I'm not going to put up the sign up for it yet. But make sure that you stay tuned so that you can learn how you can join this free live training and get access to it. And if you have any questions about trust or intuition or scarcity mindset, then send me a message on Instagram. All the information is in the show notes. Send me a message and ask me a question, or just reach out and let's connect, because this is something that's really important and I really want you to focus on this aspect of your love blocks in your love life. All right, and you have a wonderful, wonderful week. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.